Spurs preseason game number one is in the books. How did they do?
You are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Spurs, right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Today's episode is brought to you by LinkedIn. LinkedIn Jobs help you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonNBA. Yeah, preseason game number one is in the books. Spurs took on Houston in Houston. It was a bloodbath, but the Spurs were on the wrong side of that bloodbath. We're going to go into what were some of the impressions, get into some specific numbers, overall thoughts, who stood out, who didn't stand out, and we got some time to go over some news and notes. Who was helping me recap last night's game? He is back, everybody. Rudy Campos will sweep the league. Rudy, welcome back. Heads up, buddy. You may have to carry me, man. I'm dealing with the cold.
Yeah, I've been a part of Lockdown Spurs for a while now. If I need to carry you, I got muscles now, Jeff. I lost a lot of weight, so I can carry. Yeah, I got a little bit more muscle now.
Well, you've been losing a lot of weight, so you definitely have the stamina to do that. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, at Sweep the League, and let's go ahead and dive right into it. Rudy, look, before we get into the disaster in Houston, let's just couch it by saying it was a preseason game. Yeah, a lot of the rookies did play. Spurs did not have Primo. Spurs did not have Keldon Johnson. So there it is. So with all that together, it was not fun if you're a Spurs fan. The Spurs lost big in Houston, 134-96. Yeah, you heard that right, 134-96. Before we get into specific box number stuff, let's dive into our overall thoughts. Start off with you, Rudy. What are some overall takeaways you got from last night's loss?
You know, it's hard to take away some positives. I mean, there were a couple of positives as far as the team goes. But, you know, overall wise, I mean, you saw the rust completely from the start of the game. They were down 30-17 at the end of the first quarter. And really, you know, at the end of the game, 134-96, it wasn't close at all, no matter how you looked at it.
Yeah.
Just terrible, you know, terrible shooting all around. Again, it's first preseason game. It's rust. I mean, you don't expect them to come out shooting lights out and stuff. I mean, they were 33 of 93 from the field, 11 for 42 from three-point range. I mean, it's just overall, it was just a very tough night for the Spurs. But there were a couple of positives in there.
Yeah, I took away that this was just game number one of a preseason slate that's meaningless. You're just trying to figure out who could do what and make rotations. But I really was expecting Wesley to do more. He didn't. We all knew that Primo wasn't playing. So, okay, well, boom, there you go. Go ahead and do your thing, Wesley. And, you know, he tried defensively. He had a good defensive stop from time to time. He, you know, definitely shot the ball, but he didn't look like the same that he did in Las Vegas. Now, that could just be first legit NBA game jitters. Yeah. But I want to see more out of him. I was very impressed with Malachi Branham. I thought he did really well. He was a guy that I had on my radar, and I spoke to you about that he's kind of getting forgotten in the rookie, you know, trio there. He came on really well late in the game. Isaiah Roby, he opened my eyes. I didn't realize how big he was until he was on that court.
He moves really good for a big guy. And I know when we talked about when they signed him, you and I did a Locked On Spurs, I think, right after that together. And we talked about Isaiah Roby. This is a kid that he can play and he can flat out do everything on the court. He was 2 of 4 from threes. I mean, 5 of 8 from the field, 12 points. I mean, you're looking at 5 boards. He got a little bit of stats everywhere, sprinkled everywhere on the stat line. But this is a guy you got to keep an eye on. I was more surprised we didn't see any Dominic Barlow tonight. That was another guy who I wanted to see in the rotation somewhere. But yeah, Roby, man. Roby was a guy you and I had talked about that said keep an eye on because he can really spell some good minutes for Jakob and even for Zach Collins there.
They did. Speaking of Jakob Poeltl, did I see a mid-range shot? I could have swore I saw him take a mid-range shot. Hopefully that is something the Spurs can use and maybe get out of him moving forward. Definitely is going to help him. He's in a contract season, so if other teams are looking to pick him up or make an attempt to trade him, there it is. Interesting starting five. What did you think of it? Kade Base, Diop, Devin Vassell, Josh Richardson, Trey Jones, and Jakob Poeltl. What did you think of that starting unit?
Pretty safe, pretty boring. I mean, it wasn't anything that was going to scream like, hey, the rebuild's on, or it wasn't going to scream like, let's get the rookies out there. I think with first game, you know, Pop understands, hey, it is first preseason game. Let me get some vets out there. Obviously, we wanted to see what Devin would do in the starting five. Devin had a rough night shooting, but, I mean, he was leading scorer with 13 points. I had no problems. I mean, Trey Jones, we talked about him being the starting point guard. I thought he would be, even though Primo didn't play, I still think Trey Jones will be the starting point guard for the Spurs. But I was surprised about the KBD start. I really was hoping that we would get probably Jeremy Sochan in the starting five. If not Jeremy, surprising, like maybe not a Zach Collins or a Doug McDermott in there. But yeah, I mean, for the starting five, it was just basic. It was just Pop coming out and just kind of just throwing this five out there because they're pretty much veterans of the team.
And I get that it's just preseason game one. I totally understand that. Spurs are not at full strength. But did you look at the big man department? You had guys on Houston and Sengun, Garuba, very athletic bigs. And I started to think, like, is that a sign of things to come in the preseason / regular season that the Spurs don't have any bouncy bigs? It kind of goes to your Dominic Barlow thing. That kind of worried me a little bit. What did you think?
You know, it was worrisome because we saw these big guys. I mean, normally when you think of big guys in the league, you know, from our times growing up, you know, you didn't expect them to run up and down the floor as they did. But you saw Sengun, you saw Jabari Smith as well with the rookie out there. He tied for the leading scorer for the Houston Rockets. I mean, they were running up and down the court. You saw Kenny Martin Jr. out there as well. You said Garuba, like you said. These guys are up and down the court, and the Spurs do not have that athleticism right now with Jakob Poeltl. And it's safe to say even Zach Collins, you know, he's lost a step because of injury too. So not getting guys like Dominic Barlow out there and really showing what he can do, even Elise Johnson. I mean, some of these guys I was expecting to get really big minutes because of the youth.
Yeah. Yeah, and overall, again, you take it with a grain of salt. Is it too early to say it's a sign of things to come? Maybe, but I think there's going to be more games like this than not when the regular season starts because of how young they are. I mean, you had Wesley out there, 19 years old, Branham, 19 years old. I mean, just a young team. And then, of course, you factor in what a brief. I mean, you remember back in the day, Rudy, when training camps were training camps? Now it's like, play practice for three games, then you start doing your preseason plate. I mean, that's what it feels like now.
And it is, and it's you can't get acclimated with your teammates. It's so hard.
Yeah, and you mix that together, and yeah, look, this is probably going to happen. You look at the Houston side; some of the guys played together. Yeah, you know, your Greens, your Sengun's, whatnot. But yeah, in an overall, you just saw a lot of sloppy play. I know we're going to go into specifics in a while, but you know what? 10 plus turnover, 18, I believe they had the Spurs. But that's just a sign of this team is not on the same page yet. You have to factor this in too. Primo and Keldon are going to have to start coming back too, and the Spurs said that they're not coming back to the regular season, so that may disrupt some flow later on. But yeah, it was a very, very long night for Spurs fans that tuned in. If you figured it out, I heard the Spurs app had some issues to start. Was that true, Rudy?
Yeah, I didn't have any issues with the Spurs app other than the Spurs paid like crap. But I did see a lot of people on Twitter saying they had tons of issues with the Spurs app. But let's be real, man. If you didn't see it, you really didn't miss it.
Yeah, if you missed it, trust us, you really didn't miss much. I mean, I can't even think of like a major highlight. I can't.
You know, okay, there's one play that really stood up in my mind, and it was in the second quarter. Jeremy Sochan had entered the game. He was guarding Jabari Smith, and I think Sochan was guarding Smith, Smith was cutting the basket, and I think Sochan kind of gave him a little nudge, and Jabari really elbowed him in the back, pushed him down, and it kind of got me like, wait a minute, Jeremy didn't do anything at all. Didn't stand up and fight, didn't go at him. And I'm like, man, I hope that's not things like a sign to come where Jeremy doesn't have that dog in him, because you really got to be a mentally tough player. And I hope he's not a, you know, a cool cat to where he just says, oh, I got hit, no big deal.
Well, we'll definitely find out, because the Spurs continue their preseason slate after the game in Houston. And one thing I did like too is once the game was out of hand, Vassell sat. Like, you didn't see him at all. He was done for the whole night. And I like that. And that's how bad it was. He didn't play for the bulk of the game, but he still led the team in scoring. But we're going to dive into the box score and do a few takeaways from the numbers. What do they tell us and more? But before I do that, I want to talk to you about LinkedIn. Yeah, LinkedIn. These days, every new potential hire can feel like a high-stakes wager for your small business. You don't want to be 100%. Well, you want to be 100% certain that you have access to the best qualified candidates available. That's why you have to check out LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn Jobs helps find the right people for your team faster and free. Look, I've used LinkedIn whenever I need to find a new job or even a side gig or just whatever. You got to go to LinkedIn. Very easy to use. I've never had any issues with it. And they send you alerts. That's what I love about it. They give you an alert of the type of field you're looking at. And right there, boom, you get in your inbox, LinkedIn Jobs. Look, you just got to add. Look, it's so simple. Simple tools like screening questions, they make it easy to focus on candidates with just the right skills and experiences so you can quickly prioritize who you like to hire and interview right then and there. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering quality hires versus leading competitors. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the qualified candidates you want to talk to faster. You can post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedonmba. That's linkedin.com/lockedonmba. Post your job for free. Terms and conditions apply. We're back with Rudy Campos. He's with Sweep the League right here on Locked On Spurs. We're going over last night's Spurs-Rockets preseason game. And if you missed it, don't worry. You didn't miss much. Rudy, you talked about the one highlight was the Sochan push. For me, it was Pirtle showing off a midi. I mean, I was like, oh, there's that. You know, okay, maybe Wesley showing off a floater. But, yeah, there were not that many highlights. Devin Vassell, you know, had a little rough start, got going, led the team, as Rudy mentioned, with 13 points. So let's go and look at the box score here and get into it. So right off the bat, what jumps out to you when you look at the box score?
Really, it's Malachi Branham, a guy that should have been a lottery pick in this past year's draft. I mean, you're talking about a guy that was a second pick for the Spurs in the first round, and they were lucky that he fell to him. He showed the reason why he should have been a lottery pick. I mean, he went 4 or 5 from the field, 2 or 3 from three-point range, 10 points. I mean, this was the Malachi that you wanted to see over the summer in Summer League. I'm glad he was able to get, you know, he was minimal minutes to 14 minutes tonight, but I really hope Pop and the coaches have seen something in him to get him more minutes. That was the one, I guess, bright for me that I saw. The Blake Wesley you saw is not the one in the Summer League that we were seeing. This was the Notre Dame sort of break Blake Wesley, because he did struggle with his shot while in college. I mean, yeah, I get he had a great Summer League, but it didn't carry over into the start of the preseason. But again, it could be first game jitters. Summer League is not truly professional ball. I mean, now you're in the NBA, the actual league, so it might have been jitters. I'm hoping he bounces back and we see Summer League Blake Wesley. But overall, I mean, those two stats are the one that really step out, other than Isaiah Roby, because Roby really did show up tonight. I love the kid's game. I hope he does get major minutes in the rotation.
Yeah, Roby's line was pretty impressive. 18 minutes, 5 for 8 shooting, hit 2 3-point shots, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, a block, a little bit of a turnover, 3, but like 12 points. I mean, pretty good. That's not a bad stat line. You know, for me, was the turnovers, the Spurs, you know, with 18 turnovers for the night. So that's not good. That they got to clean that up. Again, that just simply because of rotations and familiarity and whatnot. But yeah, I mean, 18 turnovers for 26 Houston points. I mean, they just gave away the game, and based off turnovers, just gave it away. Interesting enough, though, the bench, again, it's hard to assess this team off just one preseason game, not at full power, missing Primo and Keldon Johnson, but 71 Houston bench points to San Antonio's 57. You know, the bench definitely was feeling the loss of those two players. I think you get in that type of rhythm, it'll help the Spurs moving forward. And look, to the Spurs' credit, they did mount somewhat of a comeback in the third quarter, 35-30. Houston outscored them, but that was their most competitive quarter, was the third period. But that first quarter, 30-17, second quarter, 32-20, fourth quarter, 37-29. Yeah, it was not a contest whatsoever. One other thing, I want to get your thoughts on this, Rudy, is something that's very common. You think wouldn't be an issue, but it was. And it went for both teams, but we're talking about the Spurs here. And that's free throws. 19 for 29. I mean, the Houston Rockets were bad too. But the Spurs, you know, that's where they can get those little gimme points to at least be competitive as the season goes on, Rudy.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of funny because you talk about free throws and the San Antonio Spurs. And, I mean, a lot of times you look at the season, they're really bad free throw shooting teams a lot of times throughout the year. But noticing this preseason game, the free throws were, man, they were like non-existent, it just felt like.
Yeah.
I mean, it seemed like they were getting to the line. They were, you know, getting the foul calls. They were aggressive into, you know, getting to the basket, but they just couldn't knock down the free throws. I mean, guys like, you know, your guards, you know, Richardson is like 0-2, I mean, 1-2. Yeah, but you've got guys that are just not knocking them down. Blake Wesley, 3-6 from the free throw line. I mean, these are free points. They're free throws for a reason. They should be easy shots. It's something that they really got to work on in this offseason to get ready for their NBA regular season, because these points are going to come back to bite them in the ass later on.
And you know what? Three-point shooting wasn't great as well. I mean, if you got to catch the game and watch it, they were showing the Rockets feed. And the Rockets were shooting the ball, three-point shot iffy, but not as bad as the Spurs were. But you know, they were saying, like, okay, I guess is anybody make a three-point shot? But the Spurs, yeah, 3-point percentage for the game, 26%, 11 for 42. In this day and age, that cannot happen. This is a preseason game. Yeah, you're going to, thank you. You're going to lose. You're going to lose if you do that in the NBA. But that needs to be cleaned up moving forward. What did you think about the play of Devin Vassell? We already talked about him. 19 minutes, 13 points, as you mentioned, 4 for 13 shooting, and he had 2 rebounds. What do you think about his play?
It being game one, it's kind of hard to assess it, but looking at this game right here, you know, Devin's a guy that I did say recently that I expect him to take that big leap, to become a big-time leader with the San Antonio Spurs, to make, you know, that next huge leap for this team. And I can't say I wasn't impressed, because I actually was. And the one thing that impressed me was that he was taking on that role. He was getting to the basket. He was taking the jump shots. He wasn't hesitant. And that's something that you want to see out of a guy who you want to be a leader on the team. Hey, give me the ball. I'll do what I can. If I'm having an off night, hey, I'm having an off night. It does happen. But I'm glad to see that he was confident and just putting up shots, whether they go in or not. Hey, we all know you're not Steph Curry. You're not going to shoot great every other game or every single game. I'm just glad that he was really aggressive. He stayed aggressive, off night shooting. But overall, I mean, I definitely saw a different Devin tonight.
Yeah, I did too. And I think it with KJ as of now out for their preseason, I think they're really going to give him the spotlight. I mean, you got to. You know, he's your best weapon on the court right now. But yeah, I'm going to like to see what else Devin gets going for him as the preseason goes on. Again, people, it's just a preseason game. Yes, the Spurs got curb stomped, but you know, you should not have expected them to, you know, do the opposite and curb stomp Houston. And speaking of Houston, Rudy, I don't know why people think this team, or Vegas thinks this team, is going to be one of the worst teams. They got a nice little squad growing over there, don't they?
They do. I mean, you're talking a young squad for the Houston Rockets. They drafted really, really well the past few years to include this one. So I don't understand what Vegas is seeing. I understand, you know, the Western Conference is loaded just like the Eastern Conference. I don't expect Houston to be, you know, Western Conference finals champs or anything, but I do see them being a lot more competitive, especially when it comes to the San Antonio Spurs. They're going to be probably way better than the Spurs, barring any injuries.
Right. Well, the Spurs will next face the Magic. This will be at home. this coming Thursday at the AT&T Center. That'll be preseason game number 2. Hopefully the Spurs will put on a better showing for the home crowd. And yeah, remember, it's preseason, everybody. Just, yeah. And you know, if they get throttled again, then I might be like, yeah, you know, get used to it. This is what preseason is also about too, Rudy, to get the fans used to more L's than W's, huh?
It is. And, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat things. You know, I don't sugarcoat stuff with anything on you here. And this is going to be what the season feels like. I mean, yeah, it's first preseason game. I know you can't really take a lot out of it. But you need to rip the Band-Aid off and understand it's going to hurt this year a lot more than expected. When you and I talked about the first 20 games and I said, I see 2-18, this is the reason why I say it's 2-18. I get you have Keldon. I get you have Primo out, but they're not going to make up 35, 38 points, you know, between them, because those points have to go somewhere else too. So, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a lot of nights like this.
Yeah. All right. When we get back, we're going to be looking at some Spurs news and notes. And Rudy's going to tell us what's going on his neck of the, well, his side of things with Sweep the League and more. And make sure you check out the Ultimate Pro Basketball Preview starting October 10th. It's a 6-episode extravaganza to get you ready for the NBA season. The local team experts and the NBA insiders of the Locked On Podcast Network and Odyssey all combining into one Ultimate NBA Preview. Starts October 10th. Search for the Ultimate Pro Basketball Preview 2022 on your Odyssey app, YouTube, or wherever you get podcasts. And I want to talk to you about Bet Online, your number one source for football betting info this season. You can find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth articles and analysis on every game you can find. As always, Bet Online remains your continuous source for all your sports wagering information with live betting and up-to-the-minute scores for every sport out there. The fastest and easiest way to check in all your favorite games and events, including MLB, MMA, boxing, and golf. And who knows, Rudy, might want to, Vegas is probably going to update the win total line for the Spurs soon based on the performance in preseason game number 1. Maybe that line goes a little lower than 23.5. But yeah, go check it out at betonline.net. Head to betonline.net right now. You get yourself a mobile device. Go check it out. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're back with Rudy Campos right here on Locked On Spurs. He's going to sweep the league. We're going to go over some Spurs news and notes right now. So, Rudy, I think everybody knows by now. I don't think we mentioned it here that the Spurs hired Candace Dupree, WNBA star, former player, to be on the coaching staff. Pop was asked about this during a recent training camp, and he said he didn't want to go down that rabbit hole of, well, I just hired her because she's a woman and blah, 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 blah. And he said, no, we hired her based on her talent, her basketball IQ, and she's on board. So good hire overall, Rudy.
Very good hire. I mean, Candace Dupree has a very, very huge basketball IQ. She was a great player, especially in the WNBA. It's a fantastic hire. She knows the game of basketball. Yeah, you know, I felt everybody saying, well, the reason why is because, you know, Becky went to Las Vegas, so they kind of got grief over that, so they got to hire a woman back. No, it has nothing to do with that. She has the qualifications. She's got, you know, probably the same qualifications as Becky had when she was coming into the league and starting off with the Spurs. So, fantastic hire. I mean, look around. You've got, you know, women like Dawn Staley, too, who's out there, who's going to get a look at the NBA. They're going to come calling for her, too, pretty soon. So, definitely great hire by the Spurs. Candace Dupree, welcome to the San Antonio Spurs coach staff.
Absolutely. Another Spurs news. Former NBA player Reggie Hearn is retiring to accept a job in the San Antonio Spurs scouting department. This is from ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. He was a USA basketball, well, male basketball athlete of the year in 2018, helped FIBA America Cup gold medal team in 2017. So he will be joining the Spurs scouting department. And other Spurs news, Isaiah Roby recently spoke with the media following a training camp session, saying that his grandfather was the reason why he got into the Spurs as a kid, because his grandpa, I was going to make you feel old, Rudy, was watching the Spurs winning titles back in the Tim Duncan era.
What? Out. Read that exactly. One more time. What?
Exactly. So he was asked, Isaiah Roby was asked, hey, you said you always wanted to be a Spur. You were hoping he would get drafted by the Spurs. You know, why do you like the Spurs? And his first thing was like, my grandfather. And my grandfather was watching the Spurs, you know, rack up titles and wins. And I fell in love with the Spurs because of my grandpa.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Yikes. I'm going to go get a walker now. Thanks.
Exactly. Yeah. If you want to check out that interview, go check it out at cans5.com/Spurs. And well, it's time to give the mic over to Rudy. Tell us what's going on with Sweep the League.
Yeah, man, Sweep the League. A lot of NFL news. I hate it because I have to talk about Cowboys now week in and week out because they're winning. And the staff loves talking about Cowboys, so it kind of makes me cringe. But we're talking NFL. Spurs season kicking off. We're keeping it real, letting you know, hey, it's going to be a tough season. We're here to guide you and help you. We've got plenty of tissues that were donated by Kleenex. So we'll get you through this answering this first season. And Jeff, we got to let them know, man, we're working on a nerd podcast with you and a couple of other people.
Yes, this
is going to be epic. So that'll be announced here pretty soon.
Awesome. You know, I did forget one piece of Spurs news that I think is very important as well. The Spurs are having a blood drive. In conjunction with the South Texas Blood and Tissue Center. So basically, they're asking everybody, you know, to be part of the blood drive on October 13th. The first 400 donors will get themselves a pair of tickets to the opening night game. That's also Monta Ginobili's Hall of Fame game, where they're going to re-retire his jersey to reflect that he's now in the Hall of Fame. So you just want to go to the South Texas Blood and Tissue website and register to donate and get yourself those tickets. But yeah, Rudy, you want to talk about nerd stuff. I'm definitely going to want to talk to y'all about that nerd stuff on your neck of the woods, Sweep the League site. Because I saw, before they pulled it, the teaser of Kang. And oh my goodness. Did you see it?
I did. I saw it a lot of times. And let's just say... Thanos is nothing compared to what's about to hit the MCU. So Kang's going to be pretty epic, I think.
What I liked about it is because I think some of the dialogue got leaked, but the extra dialogue I didn't know about, where Ant-Man tells him, like, who do you think you're messing with? You're messing with I'm an Avenger. And then he tells him, you know, like, oh, I think I've killed you before. And then he tells him, by the way, you're out of your league. And he just like smashes them into the wall. So loved it. They pulled it down in a hurry, those Marvel folks, Disney folks. It was gone. But if you got to see it, well, you let Rudy know what you think. Maybe he'll read your tweet on the next Sweep the League nerd podcast that he has cooking up there. And make sure to follow him on Twitter at Sweep the League. Subscribe to Locked On Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and now on YouTube. And we always thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. Next episode, we're going to be diving into what DeMar DeRozan had to say about his time in San Antonio. Yeah, I can't wait to hear the reaction from our co-host for the next show. But yeah, make your second listen Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Josh Lloyd hosts the number one daily fantasy basketball show on the planet. Free and available wherever you get podcasts. So, for Rudy Kang the Conqueror Campos, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.